Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gates the catch to take the flag and the automatic first down.
I don't care. As a former receiver, going to show it anyway. That's a nice catch right there. Doesn't count, but that's a nice catch. Get his feet down. Going with it. Something to talk about on Twitch.
Are you going to start gaming on Tuesday nights?
Why not?
What do you think? You and Collinsworth, hell diving?
Nah.
Why not?
He just seems a little dry.
Collinsworth?
Yeah.
I feel like the last thing is dry.
Yeah.
He's goofy.
Nah.
I don't think that's dry.
Like, listen, I don't feel like hell diving with somebody who I got to teach what to do. Because it sounds like he ain't been locked in.
But he wants to get into the streaming Twitch thing.
Hold on. From at least what we hear, you're the weak link of your hell diving.
Yeah, you've told us.
Sometimes I just want to be a hammer. And I play with people that allow me to be a hammer.
Sounds weird.
But yeah.
Well, because for y'all non-gaming individuals, I just go around killing stuff. I don't have any responsibilities just to, kill stuff. Like, we play Destiny. Everybody does. It's a lot of mechanics in the game.
Sure, right? Yeah.
I am the hammer. I just go around hammering. I just go around hammering.
Why don't you take on a leadership role?
I'm ad clearing. They call me ad clear Douglas. Ad clear.
Is that one you want that on the bracket too? Ad clear and Douglas?
Yeah, no one knows that in hell. I do that in hell divers. I have me a heavy weaponry.
Yeah.
And I carry mechs and stuff like that. And the stratagems that
the
laser
what?
Cannons
the
and
what?
Stuff. Stratagems.
What is a stratagem?
If you're not a gamer, you don't know.
Excuse me.
This is way above your pay grade.
Excuse me.
So I'm just saying. That's
I'll go
me.
Back over here. My side.
I make sure the team is cool. I'm there getting stuff done. Wet work. That's what I do. Wet work.
Wet work?
Yeah.
Or wet worth?
Wet work. Wet work.
This just sounds.
You talking about?
Sounds like we shouldn't be talking about this.
My hell diver friends know what I'm talking about.
I don't think Tirico was ready for the joke. By the way, I think he got a real giggle there out of Mike Tirico when he threw the Twitch thing in. I don't think he knew Collinsworth was going there.
Was it me or did it sound like Collinsworth was taking shots at AJ all night?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, they do the thing before the game with the coach and the quarterback. I mean, you think Jalen's saying great things about AJ?
Hold on, great player, and he's here.
That's what we heard last week. We didn't get any of that this week. All right, let's go back to the phone lines, and we will have you people coming up in just a few minutes. Self in North Philly talking to AJ Brown. Hey, Self.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Self.
Hey, look.
What's up?
Couple things. Yo, listen, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, so a couple things. First thing, my mom always said, be careful what you ask God for, right? Rest her soul. Y'all keep talking about Hurts, man. When Hurts leaves here, y'all better hope we get a winning quarterback. Because my mom also said you never miss what you had till it's gone. And if you've been in relationships or had an important family member and you lost them, you know what that means. So y'all talk a lot of crap about Hurts, but let me explain something to y'all if you know football. And Hugh, I know you played, but you ain't acting like it right now. And you my man, 50 grand and all. But I'm going to tell you something. When two good teams get together, one or two things going to happen. It's going to be a shootout or it's going to be a dogfight. You've seen the last 2 weeks, 10 points and 16 points, because they were freaking dogfights, dog. That's what football is. Y'all expecting this dude to go out here and throw 300, 400 yards. That's not how football's played. I don't know what y'all expect as fans, but as a football player and a football a fan who knows football, football is played by the competition. When you got two good defenses, that's what you're going to see. Yesterday was an AJ clown show. That's what that was. That was when we going to spoil the child. And you know what happens when you spoil a child. Mm. They grow up bad as hell, and they don't know how to act and deal with the world. That is what you dealing with this clown, man. Like, I don't know why y'all don't see it. Yes, I agree with y'all. The offense is not as great as it is. But my side of that is the offensive line is freaking horrible. Did you see how everybody and their mother came back in sacked Hurts yesterday? Like, everybody be in that backfield, man. How y'all expect him to go back there and have time to survey the field and throw a play when he don't have the time? Like, I don't know what y'all watching, but I know what I'm watching. And I'm watching the offensive line. If you can't run and you can't pass, then that is your offensive line that's ass. Period. Point blank. I don't get it, man. And everybody that's calling in here defending AJ yesterday was appeasing, was pleasing a disgruntled player, a spoiled ass child.
Well, and so I'm with you. I'm with you on AJ. Yeah, you and I are on the same page, AJ.
Yesterday.
Yeah, you and I are on the same page with AJ.
Hurts wasn't happy yesterday, though, Joe. Did you see that?
Yeah.
If you look at his facial expressions, he looked like he didn't even want to call some of them plays. Because everything, how do you have Devontae getting one freaking catch?
I'm with you on AJ. I thought they tried to appease a baby yesterday.
Can I ask you a question, Steph? And you're entitled to your opinion, but this offense has been anemic for, 3 years? Even though he's won a Super Bowl, right? Why is it always everybody else? I mean, I'm just asking because I don't know what the answer is, but why is it whenever the fingers are pointed to AJ, or excuse me, Jalen, that everybody gets all defensive? Because – the common
Let me finish.
Because the common denominator in all of this, and I'm not saying it's all his fault, but he's the common denominator. And on top of that, we've seen two different offensive coordinators leave here that were vilified when they were here, go somewhere else and have success. So when do we start to maybe think, just maybe, it might not all be them? I'm done.
All right. Can I respond to you now?
You got it, bro.
All right, first off, I'm going to say this. It's not that I'm always defending Jalen. I like everything about Jalen except for he needs to learn how to get out the pocket and throw the ball away. Yeah, I mean, that frustrates the hell out of me. And I just figured out watching him the last couple weeks, I don't like his release. I don't like his release of the ball when he throws it. And that's the reason why he's inaccurate. So I'm not saying that he's perfect and everything is everybody else. What I'm saying is, first off, he does win. He commands the field. He's a field general. It's not that it's everybody else's fault. It's that everybody want to put it on him. But when they win it, they want to say it's a team game. If they win the Super Bowl, it's a team game. But what we're not looking at is when they're playing these games, that offensive line is horrible. The last 3 years, you're right. The coordinators, I personally didn't like the coordinators. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, maybe that's not a Jalen or a coordinator thing. I've been telling y'all forever that Howard Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie want yes men on that team. They're not going to hire a Vic Fangio offensive coordinator to coach that offense. They're not going to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so to be fair, there aren't many of those. I mean, there aren't many.
Did they not hire a Vic Fangio? Yeah. Literally, Vic Fangio for the defense.
Appreciate it.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, like, who is the former? Those guys become head coaches and stay head coaches, right? Like, there's no Andy Reid isn't an offensive coordinator somewhere ready to be a head coach again. Like that, the league moves towards giving the offensive guys the jobs, and then they stay in them forever. Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay. Right, like they're building those kind of resumes the way Andy did 20 years ago, where they're just going to coach for a long time and be the offensive guys. I just to come back to the Hurts thing, I feel like we get our minds mixed up for no reason. If we just see it for what it is, maybe we can take a deep breath. He never was the second best quarterback in pro football. He also doesn't suck now. He's flawed. He's talented. He's got some good about him. When the team is great, he can win with them. when the team has flaws, and the offense certainly has flaws right now because the O-line is worse than it ever has been in a while, or has been in a long time. The running back may have lost a step. The receiver may have lost a step. This is what you get. This is why you called me a hater when I pushed back on the Allen thing or Lamar. It doesn't matter who the hell plays with Allen and Lamar. Those teams score a lot of points all the time. It's consistent excellence. That's not Jalen, guys. It doesn't mean he's bad. But we're seeing when things break down around him, he can't just like will them to 30 points. That's not who he is. And guess what? It's not who Goff is either. That's why Goff got traded. Goff needs a lot around him. Jalen needs a lot around him. Like, it feels like the truth has been there with Jalen the whole time. And everyone wants to ignore it and say he's great when he's not great and say he's not bad. Again, he's not bad. He's not the whole reason for this.
I don't know if I'm there with you. Now, last week I was recklessly speculating, and it just so happened that I was kind of in that wheelhouse.
You know, it's bad when the reckless speculation is just dead on.
I mean, it is. It is. And yeah. But I think it's ignorant not to at least look at it differently.
Yeah.
And wonder about it. And see, that's what people are doing. See, people are like, I'm in my DMs and people are mad at me because they feel like I'm saying this or that. But let's be honest, there's something there, and the common denominator is him.
Well, to go back to what I was saying, the things around him, when they've had brighter offensive coordinators, Shane Steichen was obviously a bright offensive coordinator. Look what he's doing in Indianapolis. Kellen Moore might be. That will give him some time, right? He's had success elsewhere. Good coordinators, healthy line, and good defense. They can win the Super Bowl. Like, that's how good that Jalen will play to that. He did it at Alabama. He did it at Oklahoma. You put good around Jalen, he's going to win. But when things break down around him, that's, like, isn't that the difference between great and good?
Yeah.
John Elway, whatever. Pick your talented quarterbacks over the years. They carry, to heights. I don't think Jalen does that, but he can win if the things around him are good.
And let me say this. I think that the thing that people are missing in this is that this team is striving for greatness. This team is striving for to be a destiny. Yeah. That's kind of what I hear. And if you have that many people that are talking about this, that, or third, if it's true, I'm recklessly speculating, but if they're saying it's true, and Jalen's legacy is already written, right? But it feels from on the outside looking in that they feel like on some level, potentially, recklessly speculating, that he might be holding them back. That's what we're talking about. Because we're talking about, you know, you say something, is it the team or the what did you say? Is the player's name on the jersey, is the team or something do you say?
Name on the front or name on the back?
Yeah. It feels like that's how they feel because of the timing and everything. That's why I say, you know, you have to listen to what's being said sometimes. And even though it goes against everything as a former player that I believe in, for them, for this thing to pick up the momentum, it's something. It's definitely something.
Well, and it's wild because they are 8-2. And regardless of what you feel, if you feel Jalen's elite, you feel Jalen's decent, whatever. They're 8-2. He's the quarterback. Like, and they could go win another Super Bowl. So, like, it's one thing that we all have our opinions of the offense, why it's up, why it's down. It's wild to me that it's seemingly coming out of the building. It's so unproductive.
It is. And it isn't Bob Lang.
Of course it's not Bob Lang. It's like saying the firefighter is an arsonist. Why would Bob Lang start a fire?
Listen,
he's trying to put out fires.
It's not Bob.
You guys are wild. All right, let's go to Junior, who's up on WIP. Hey, Junior.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Happy Junior.
Monday. How we doing?
What's good, Junior. On? What's up?
Well, first things first, I want to admit I was completely wrong. I called last week and I said if the offense showed up the same way that the Lions were going to run us out of town, I'll admit it. Fully wrong. Thank God for Vic Fangio. But the one thing that I really want to bring up is what can they possibly do to help this offense? Lane's gone. Juergens is gone. No more six offensive linemen on that set. They're going to bring Fred Johnson in to start for Lane. You know, there's still no motion. There's still no disguises. And Hugh, let me ask you this. As a defensive player, when you see an offense that is simple like that, where you're not getting confused and you're not even hesitating, what does that allow you to do playing on the defensive line?
I mean, it allows you to play downhill, but here's the thing. you've played two pretty good defenses, and
absolutely,
you've put up just enough points to win the game. Like, it's crazy. That's why I get excited when I see them play the defense the way that they're playing. Mm. You ain't got to say it all like that, Joe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does that mean? But anyway.
Finally.
The defense is playing well, man. The defense is playing well.
Oh, the defense is absolutely incredible. And I know AJ said, you know, we can't keep putting Band-Aids over bad play and letting the defense blow you out. And it really does feel like this is going to be one of those defenses that week in and week out is going to do it. They have the depth to, you know, be on the field 60, 80 snaps a game. I mean, it's just going to happen. But they need to figure out a way to help this offensive line. They've been underperforming all year, and it's just not helping them when the opposing defense, especially when the opposing defense has incredible pass rushers and a good defensive line, can just play downhill and attack on every single play because there's no threat anywhere else down the field.
Yeah, it's a problem. It is. They have to clean it up to the point where they could be competent once we get to the playoffs and hope with that, with the defense, is going to be enough. And look, again, they're 8-2 and they have an inside track to home field. And they've won their division. And we raised the banner here on the show 2 weeks ago. By the way, the Eagles are like -20,000 now to win the division. I mean, that banner raising, I'm sorry you missed that, Hugh, because it was a great day when we raised the banner in the NFC East.
Yeah, I missed it. Sorry.
You did miss it. You were here and you missed it.
We missed you.
We did. It would have been more fun if you...
Wait a minute. It's almost time to go.
Yeah, it's time for you people.
Damn.
Let's hear
we
from
had
them.
A hell of a day.
We did.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
A lot of Bible verses in the chat today for some reason.
That's
that kind of day. I don't know.
All right.
Don't know. Every day, there's some like weird thing going on.
Oh, like
there.
A new theme
surprises
today.
Me. Yeah, okay. A lot of Bible verses today, though.
Okay.
Joe right. Giglio is a joke and a jinx.
What did I jinx this time?
I don't
pick the Eagles to win. They won the game. Said the division is over. Their lead just grows every week.
I'm not sure how you caught that label, to be honest with you.
I don't know what I jinxed.
If anything, you're like a soothsayer. Like you've been nailing all these.
Yeah, I just call me a moron if you disagree.
Well, there's a lot of that.
Okay, all right.
But yeah. Joe wanted AJ involved, and now he's complaining they forced him the ball again.
I wanted him less involved. I want the ball to Devontae. You guys... All right, slow down.
Not a great day for the people listen crowd.
Yeah, okay.
If there is one. Mm-hmm. Let's cut to the chase. Joe Giglio is the leak.
I don't know anything besides what I see. And why would anyone listen to me anyway when it comes to what's going on over there?
It's a good question.
I do like that, though, the spin. It's my fault.
Yeah, you're the leak. Yep. Joe would blame the fork if the spaghetti was cold. I like that.
I'm going to use that one. I'm not
a bad
that one. Yeah,
that's not a bad one.
It's good. Yep.
Very clear that Hugh can't stand Joe and Kyle. Mm. It's very
Is
clear
right?
why.
No, I think I irritate Kyle more than Kyle irritates me. It's gotten to the point now where I just, you know.
Because you're stubborn.
I definitely irritate Kyle. But I love you guys.
Nope, very clear.
But we only have like 5 minutes left. Have you decided if you're going to apologize yet? Or
not?
Or are you going to take back the take?
I ain't taking back nothing. Like people, like this is the thing.
One day only.
This is the thing that people don't understand. And I'm going to say it again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I am not here to make you feel good. I don't care what you say about me. This is, I'm speaking my truth, and I'm going to keep on speaking it. Yeah. Like, for real, respectfully.
It's the my truth thing that I think.
No, but it's like, I'm a talk it the way I see it.
Because there is just one truth.
No, but I'm just saying, listen, all I know is Kansas City 5-5, and I called that.
They're still minus 220 to make the playoffs.
Deflection.
No.
They're still going to make the playoffs.
Still, I'm just saying, dog. And, you know, if anything, you can say, okay, I called Detroit was fugazi. Okay, that's fine. They were fugazi.
Okay. They were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they look like frauds last night. Yep.
I have vision.
But my reckless speculation, though. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Dinah Rossini, them cats just validated my parking sticker. Them cats and D-Gun and Dinah Rossini.
You know what?
And y'all still mad.
Afternoon show is going to have a tough run for Eagles Insider of the Year. I mean, think about the last week. Hughes, reckless speculation. Hey, Rossini with a bombshell.
Yeah, it's been a big week.
John Clark, yep. Palantonio, now D-Gun. And then, let's not forget, Elliott muscling out McMullen last week at the press conference.
Hey, listen. Spike and Ike. And Jack, I better be at the top because my reckless speculation, it started all of this.
Well, no, I think so. I think they get points for informed speculation. You always admit that it's reckless speculation.
But I was dead on.
You're going to lose on a technicality. Yeah. You realize that's
you are.
That what it is. Yeah.
It's your fault.
I better be in the running.
You might be.
I'm gonna get a nice little chain. Listen, I've been talking to Cozy Jewelers.
Oh yeah.
Shameless plug, and I ain't even with them. But I'm just saying, I'm already. If I get it, I'm already figured out the chain I'm gonna make. It's gonna say.
I don't think you're gonna get it.
You don't. You're not getting anything.
You don't have to worry about that. Yep. Did you guys know that Jalen Hurts has a no trade clause?
I don't care. I mean, I was.
So did Wentz, by the way.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I don't think anyone of us said they're gonna trade him today.
No,
we're just talking
no.
about the issues they have.
Yep. Why is no one talking about Kevin Petullo's role in all this?
I think that's been talked about every day since start.
It's actually all everybody talks about. people must live under a rock.
You know what I like about all this is that we're 8-2.
Yeah,
and we ain't happy.
Somebody must be responsible for this.
How did they get here?
This is like, listen, for real. That's why I ain't getting married. Ever again?
What?
Because this feels like a marriage. You know how when you go home, you win, you got a good job, and wife's always complaining about something.
No.
So where like the that. Wife?
Well,
WIP in the family.
Well,
family the wife.
Wives always complaining.
Wow.
This is great.
Yeah. This is, might be why you're not getting married.
It's
again.
Time for Kevin Petunia to go. Couldn't you see somebody calling in and accidentally calling that?
Yes.
What did the caller call him? PJ.
PJ. Multiple times he was PJ. I like PJ.
Yep. Well, he got a call back to when one of the things Aaron said a few weeks ago, because the Eagles did make Goff look like Jared Goff last night.
Oh. In history, if you go back and watch Jared Goff, Goff.
So good.
That was a weird Freudian slip there by Aaron.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
it was bizarre.
Don't know where that one came from.
It was bizarre.
Yo, is that the Hugh Douglas?
Whatever that means.
I always love when people are surprised.
Like, they stumble in. They're like, wait, is that guy Hugh Douglas?
Hold on. That's you.
Like, he didn't fell off. He back. I thought he fell off.
By the way, we had two students in. And they were, what, like 13, I think they said?
Yeah.
And I asked them. They had zero clue that who he was,
and the
that he
ironic,
played for the Eagles.
Let me tell you the ironic part about that is, young man took a picture with him a couple years ago, and he was like, I didn't know you played for the Eagles. Why are you taking pictures with me?
Somebody told them
yeah.
that they needed
no, they were, they were they were some great kids, man. I gave some insider information that I didn't give anybody else.
Yeah, these kids were told what crash course in insider information from Hugh Douglas. They really learned journalism
yeah.
today.
Yeah, they did. They
yeah, you,
like,
you were talking crazy yeah. in that meeting with those two
I mean,
kids.
But I talk crazy on the air.
Yeah, you were yourself in the meeting.
Oh, yeah, and I gotta apologize because I called y'all not that bright. And I got in trouble Ooh. For that today.
Yeah, the so audience is very bright.
I see when I said it, I was saying it as a joke. Because I know some of y'all probably sent emails or something to the boss. So I apologize. I didn't mean it. It was tongue-in-cheek. Y'all talk bad about me every day, but I can't fire back. That ain't right.
Well, there's more.
That's how this works, yeah.
Cam Douglas doesn't know Jack. He's a confused old man.
Cam Douglas.
See, that's what I'm talking about. And I just had to apologize.
You just need to put a top hat on tomorrow to be Cam Douglas.
Yep. One more thing. Happy Founders Day, Hugh. You suck.
I am not a Q. That's not my fraternity. That's those other guys. Those people. Hey, I was about to say something smart, but I don't feel like dealing with them today.
All right, well, we're done dealing with everyone today because it is time for us to hand
it's
it off to the afternoon show.
They're done dealing with you.
They're live from Chickies and Pete's. We'll be back tomorrow. Who do you got tonight, Raiders or Cowboys?
I guess I got the Cowboys. Dakota.
Picking the Cowboys?
They're
going to win. I know, they're going to win.
Only 3.5-point favorites against Vegas. It's tough.
You know, I looked at the early line for Sunday. We're only 4.5 over them. Doesn't that seem light to you? I thought it'd be 6.5.
A little bit of trap game feel.
I agree. Mm. All right, we'll get
trap game. If we lose the man, listen.
It has a little trap. It's a little trappy.
We better not lose to the Cowboys.
Hugh Douglas. All right, we're gonna argue about that later in the week. You guys have a great day. Afternoon show up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
To win it. To put them in such a lead position in the division, they almost could not be denied. 35 yards, Will Lutz. He's already made four today. Lutz in the clutch, and the Broncos have won it.
Down go the Chiefs. The Broncos are 9-2. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. As we look around the NFL, yesterday was by far the best red zone day of the year leading into the Eagles game. Those games were awesome. Back and forth, close, late in the game, like the 4 o'clock, all those leads changed. And then the late games here, they had a lot of impact, including the Denver Broncos, one of the only couple teams to beat the Eagles this year. They came here and won. They're 9-2 now, and they beat the Chiefs yesterday, who are now 5-5 on the season.
They must be feeling real good about themselves, too, because they got some pretty good wins on their belt.
Denver?
Yeah.
Denver's very Eagles-ish. Their quarterback's very up and down, but when he's good, he could be good. Yeah. Their defense is dominant. They have a great pass rush. They were kind of remind me of the Eagles at times. And they don't have the skill guys the Eagles do, like the names. Mm-hmm. But their offense is kind of similar. Like, they're up and down. But, Hugh, their defense, and we saw them when they came here and beat the Eagles. Like, their defense is for real.
Yeah, they got a good football team, man. That's why when you look at the NFC, to me, it's one of those where as bad as the Eagles look right now, I mean, they went through the tough part of their schedule. And, you know, it's hard to parse what they exactly are because – they have been playing some tough squads,
mm-hmm.
and they've gotten through that meatier part of their schedule, based relatively unscathed. And you look at it and you're like, man, it's not what you wanted to be. But looking ahead, you don't see anybody that looks like they could get with them, unless something crazy happens.
So I view the Rams as the Eagles close to equal in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a guess right now, that's the NFC Championship game. And if the game is here, I'm going to pick the Eagles to win. But like that game feels like it's going to go down on the wire. It has the last two times those two teams played. But you're right. They're better than Detroit. They're better than Green Bay.
Yeah.
We'll get to Seattle here in a second. Do you want a victory lap on the Chiefs thing, or you're going to wait on that?
No.
You probably should wait.
I'm cool because I mean, it's 5-5. I have vision.
But there's a lot of games left.
You know, I ain't mean to hurt
y'all.
There's
seven games left.
I mean to hurt y'all feelings earlier. I was just kidding when I said y'all won.
They're
minus 220 to make the playoffs.
I just want to say I was kidding when
I
said.
And I just wanted to point out.
Okay.
But I am here to help y'all. Y'all are very lovely people.
Do you still think the Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs?
Yes.
I do not.
Put that out there. A long time ago, they're 5-5. They got, what, 7 games ago?
I think they're going to go 6-1 in their final 7. They're going to go 6-1.
Yeah.
Maybe 5-2. and it's probably going to be good enough to make the playoffs. But I don't think they're going to win their division because the Broncos right now are 9-2. Bo Nix, I mentioned Eagles and Broncos are kind of similar to me. Bo Nix gets a lot of crap for being up and down. Well, listen to this. This is his guy, one of his tight ends, Adam Trautman, I believe his name is, defending his quarterback yesterday. We don't get any defense of Jalen like this.
First off, if you're talking shit about Bo online, you're a coward. Absolute coward. But just want to say that and guard him a little bit. But I mean, it says a lot. You know, he blanks it out, and we talked about it this week. You know, we don't care what other people think. We know what we have in the building, and we know what he's made of, and we don't really care what people have to say.
Fire.
So, Dragon Slayer 69 with his 7-Eleven Slurpee in his mom's basement, I don't give a shit what he has to say, right? And Bo doesn't either. So
sounds like you versus you people.
I thought the same
thing.
Well,
yeah, that's why, you know, I got it. I'm working on that. It's a work in progress. But I haven't had any Twitter beef in a while.
I'm happy. We had to put the sign up behind you. It's been this
many
days.
I ain't had no Twitter beef in a while. I've had real beef. Like,
define a while.
Like last week.
A few days.
Real beef.
Friday.
No, I don't have beef, man. I feel like we are in a space where we talk trash to one another, but it's all in love. We love each other.
Of course, especially when it's about the quarterback and the receiver. That's always calm. All right, is Sam Darnold officially on Big Game Fraud Watch?
I tried to tell y'all. Now, I tried to tell y'all.
On Darnold?
Yeah, I did. I tried to tell you that like a week ago. And you told me it's not fair. Well, I think it's fair.
Well, hold on. He's played in one career playoff game. We talk about it as if it's a track record.
No, but it's like big games. Wasn't yesterday considered a big game?
I think it was, yeah. Don't tell me. Tell Ernest Jones, his linebacker, because he's upset at you for calling Sam Darnold out.
I mean, Sam's been balling. Like, if we want to try to define Sam by this game or what, man, Sam's been had us in every fucking game. So for him to sit there and say, oh, that's my fault. No, it's not. It was plays that defensively we could have made plays. There were opportunities where we could have got better stops. It's football, man. And he's our quarterback. We got his back. And you got anything to say, quite frankly, fuck you.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
He's talking to you.
Man, but I mean.
responding to people you.
I'm a pundit now, so I have my opinion.
Yeah.
But I like the bravado. Because that means he's protecting his teammates. Mm-hmm. Kind of like N'Kobe did yesterday when he was talking about his offense. You know, he's protecting his offense.
I don't know if he was protecting them as much.
What do you mean?
They...
What do you think?
I mean, he was basically saying the Lions didn't respect them.
Okay, so he was protecting them by keeping them in the game.
Oh, well, he's playing well, yeah.
Yeah, he's
but by telling us that the Lions don't respect his offense.
That's in a way protecting them.
Because
they've been playing lights out defense.
They have.
So they knew that, you know, in order for them to be in this game, they couldn't let the Lions go off, so he protected his offense.
All right, a couple other things from yesterday. But quickly, what do you make more of? So it was 21-19 Rams, four interceptions from Sam Darnold. Don't you think the Rams should have won by more than two? It's kind of weird, that game. Like, Sam Darnold threw four picks. The Rams only won at home by 2 points. Like, if I was Seattle, I'd be like, we'll get them next time. If the quarterback doesn't throw four picks, we win the game.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes there's strange games like that. You take the win. You know, that's one where you look at it and be like, hey, man, any given Sunday, a win is a win.
Right.
Kind of like the one we had yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can sit here and dissect it all you want. But when you go in that locker room, that's all anybody, hey, man, we got the W. And that's all that Jalen cares about, you know, getting the W.
All right, two more NFL things. One, Shedeur Sanders made his long-awaited playing debut yesterday in a regular season game.
Yeah, no first-team reps, by the way. Just seen it, wanted everyone to know.
Like, listen, man.
It didn't go well.
Again, I like Josina a lot. She's very, very good. But you can't – and I understand the dynamic in which she's trying to protect Shedeur. But you got to be ready to go.
Why is she protecting Shedeur?
Well, you got to be ready to go. Because a lot of people feel like Shedeur has been slighted throughout his draft status, the way that the Browns have been treating him. And so there's a need to protect him or feel like you have to protect him. But you got to let him grow, too. Like,
I mean, but maybe did we not just see a little bit of a reason why maybe he was a fifth-round pick?
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, we did.
Like, maybe.
Come on.
And you know, it's one of those things where, what was it? Buddy was in concussion protocol, right?
Gabriel had a head injury, yeah.
So he'll probably get a chance to play next week.
Yep.
It's not the end-all to be-all. I think we've gotten to the point, when it comes to football especially, that nobody wants to hear. You know, everybody is quick to defend and not really fully understand what's being stated. Like, Shedeur was put in a tough spot. You know, no question about that. But that's the NFL in a nutshell.
Of course, that's how you. I mean, that's how Tom Brady got in the game when yes. Drew Bledsoe went down. And, I mean, that's how this
you
works.
Know, it probably didn't help the fact that he's in Cleveland and they look like they're clueless. Like, let's be honest. There's a lot of intangibles that go into him potentially playing bad. But the good thing about it is he'll probably have another chance to do it next week.
Sure, he will.
And he'll hopefully he plays better.
Last one, as we go around the NFL, and back to your phone calls. Did you see? I need your take on the Abdul Carter thing that happened with the Giants. Did you see this? Abdul Carter, third pick in the draft, the mm-hmm. Penn State kid. We talked about, you know, the dream of the Eagles drafting him, right? Mm-hmm. So he apparently was benched for the opening drive of yesterday's game against Green Bay. Do you want to know why?
Kafka?
Kafka benched him.
He can't bench him, man. That ain't a way to get,
well,
get the start
job. Well, let me tell you why. He missed a walkthrough.
Where was he at?
He was asleep.
Where?
At the facility while they were doing the walkthrough.
Wait a minute, where? Was he hiding?
I don't know.
He's tired.
But wait a minute. Like...
Do you think someone would have woke him up?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking, Joe, because, okay, if you fall asleep at your locker, somebody be like, yo, bro, we getting ready to go to walkthrough. Or you fall asleep in, say, like the common room, the game room, or whatever, you know, some places
do
have
you think,
game room.
Do they have places to hide?
That's why I asked. Was
like
he
when
hiding?
You played, did you? Was there a place you could have snuck away for a little nap?
Well, in the locker room.
Yeah.
There was some couches. It was like a back room. We used to go play Xbox and all the other stuff, mm-hmm. like in the back. It was like a little common area.
Yeah.
It was couches and stuff back there. But normally, when you take a nap, you take one on the training table. Like, if there's a training table open, you take a nap on the training table.
Yeah. I mean, we have rich people problems here with the Eagles at 8-2 and the offense not what we want. They have literally players not going to walkthroughs because they're asleep. Will in the Northeast is up on WIP. Hey, Will.
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up, buddy?
Happy Checkmate Monday, baby. Let me just say this, man. You know, I'm going to have to come at you real quick, you too, man, because, I mean, you called a couple of us out saying that we don't really listen. I think y'all don't really listen sometime. I'm going to keep it on you because you said it, all right? Mm-hmm. This man, Jalen Hurts, what have you been saying for, like, the last three seasons? Keep the main thing,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a we thing, not a me thing, right?
Yes.
It's a we thing, not a me thing. Okay. So by him saying that, for everybody that said, oh, it's not Jalen, okay, because he said it's a we thing. It's not a Jalen thing. It's a we thing. It's a team thing. That's why we went, right? And if you want to compare, you know, our teams to all the teams, like Lamar Jackson and the Ravens has been the number one offensive team, I think, two seasons in a row, or two seasons out of the last 4 years. So has Josh Kelly, right? But guess what? None of them got a Super Bowl.
They
right?
don't. They're too. They're
are you
don't.
Missing up his name on purpose?
It's Josh Kelly. Yeah,
let's
Josh.
Keep it.
I think
oh,
he's.
No, I know that he's Josh Kelly.
He's doing it on purpose.
But let's, facts over feelings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my thing is this, right? Even with the AJ situation, AJ, it's time to come clean, baby. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We love you. We need you. But listen, you don't have that burst. When he threw that long ball to you, it wasn't no head contact.
Mm-mm.
You couldn't get through the ball. If he would have threw that to Smith, he would have caught the ball. You know what I'm saying? So listen, like I said Friday, you're going to have to settle for the 15, the 10s, and the 20-yard starts, baby, and it's all going to add up. And let me say this lastly, too, with Petula, man. Listen, come with more than 15 plays a game, man. You dig what I'm saying? You're coming up short every game for the last four games, man. You're running out of plays. That's what I'm seeing. And the main thing is this, man. You got to have an understanding that you got a lot of weapons sitting on the bench, man. When that bull bitch came in, he came right in, got 10 yards, and you took him out. Let him cook, man.
He's got some burst, Will. He's got some fresh legs. Let him run.
Yeah, you got to activate all your weapons.
Right.
Let these guys cook, man. They want to win. They all want to win, man. But let's keep the main thing, and that's winning. And that's Jalen Hurts, baby. And the Philadelphia Eagles!
Good call, Will. We appreciate it. Before we go any further here, we got a little thank you on the show today.
Who are we thanking?
We got to thank our friend Henry's Hots Barbecue, located in South Jersey. Boy, it was really good. They literally brought us a feast today. Turkey Day's almost here, and Henry's Hots, more than just barbecues, turning up the flavor, forget the stress. They've got your feast covered. Smoked turkey, fried turkey, you take your pick, but don't wait. Orders close this Saturday, the 21st. So if you want to get an order in for Thanksgiving, you got to get it in Henry's Hots, more than just barbecue. It's your Thanksgiving headquarters. Call, click, or come on down, because when it's Hots, it's happening. Hugh, the food today was off the
charts.
Yeah,
it was nice. You know, I like the collard greens. She makes some mean collard greens.
Collard greens are good. The cornbread is good. The candied yams were delicious.
Candied yams.
I mean, everything was great. If you're going to order some food for Thanksgiving, Henry's Hots Barbecue, located in South Jersey, that is the spot for you. We got Paul George debuting tonight? Is that the big news?
Yeah, against his former team, the Clippers.
Oh, the revenge spot for PG.
Think he had this one circled.
Yeah. You guys excited?
Kidding me?
Not at all.
I am fired up, baby.
I'm not. Let's go. Let's go to Marlon, who's up on WIP. What's up, Marlon?
Hey, Joe. Hey, listen, man. I told y'all for a long time, we know what Jalen Hurts is, right?
No, I've told you that.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. See, he always was right with that luxury shit. Right.
Okay. No. Yeah, come on. Come on, Marlon. Come on. Clean it up.
But you know why I'm going to say that? Because, see, Howie, y'all gave Howie all his praise, right? But at the same time, Howie thought that offense is going to carry him to these Super Bowls. But now that it's the defense, he realized he's going to crumble when it's time to pay. You see what I'm saying?
You know, he put the defense together too, right? He's both sides of the ball.
No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
But he didn't expect them to be the story, to be the ones to win the games for us.
Who cares?
What are you talking about?
We care now. Because you know why? When he got to let them sweet, good players go. And he got a bang dead offense.
Well, hold on. He doesn't have to do that. Like, there's no, like, rules here about this. These contracts are not guaranteed. If the defense keeps playing well and the offense sucks, they're going to cut or trade the offensive players and keep the defensive guys.
And that's the thing. That $50 million he put in that quarterback that he should have waited for is hurting him every day.
Well, it's not really hurting that much because they win almost every game.
It hurt him so bad, Jeffrey Lurie had to come down to the field.
Well, actually, that's the receiver. So we talked about the receiver.
Hey, bro, it's coming out.
Is your team even going to beat the Raiders tonight? Can you focus on your main thing?
kind of picked.
I want you to help me put a prop together for next week because I know the Cowboys might blow them out.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
Listen, yeah. Man, as much as we talk about the Eagles, Marlon, we ain't about to do all that. We don't go against family.
I mean, on the side.
Nah, we ain't on the side.
What are you taking bets now? You're booking?
No,
get out of here, Marlon. That's
sharp. That's what they call them, sharp.
You're the last thing close to a sharp.
Sharp. Listen, man, we can talk bad about family members. Y'all can't talk bad.
That's right. And the Cowboys suck. All right, Caleb is in Delaware. Hey, Caleb.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Caleb, what's up?
Y'all know I get on here. I try to give y'all a glass half full, man. Mm-hmm. So before I hang up here, I got an analogy for you. But the Jalen Hurts interview, the reason why I don't have an issue with it, one, without it, we don't got reckless speculating here. So I need that every Monday. So I don't got an issue from that aspect.
It is a staple of the show now. It really is.
And another thing is, I think Jalen was trying not to create a story, but because we are who we are as fans and media, we're going to find a story for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So last week we talked about how him and AJ basically went rogue on the last play. So when they asked him about the conscious effort to get AJ the ball, he said, I ran the plays that was called and I was trying to execute. So then he asked him, like, so was you guys like, you know, basically, was that y'all game plan? If he would have came out and said the game plan was to get AJ the ball and nothing else, in the way the game looked yesterday, we would have had an issue with that, I believe. So I believe it was more of that's a KP question because I don't want to come out here and say, yes, Kevin Petula told me by any call, get AJ the ball. That's how the game looked yesterday. I was there and it looked like he was just forcing him the ball. So I think it was more of not him trying to, you know, disrespect AJ, but more so not throwing Kevin under the gun. Because even with AJ, Spike says something on his show where AJ has yet to take accountability for anything he's done.
He's right. I mean, Caleb, I haven't heard one time him say, I'm not running the way I used to. I've missed a lot of practices. Maybe our timing is off because I've missed a ton of practice this summer. He hasn't said that one time.
Yeah. So I'm going to say this, and I'm going to give you my analogy. But AJ, at the end of the interview, his last couple of press conferences have been good. He's been trying to, you know, give Hurts his props, but it's like not too much because they asked him, well, what happened? He was like, we missed it. But he's like, I don't want to say he missed me, but you know, we just missed the play. Then he ended it by saying, I couldn't get to it. So recklessly speculating, are you saying that you couldn't get to it because he overthrew you? Or are you saying you couldn't get to it because you don't got the first thing in step no more? So my analogy is, and I don't know how this tie in the word tie in that because your analogies don't really tie in with too much. So I'm going to just give you one. Jalen Hurts is that aunt. Everybody has that aunt that know how to make food, but she can't cook. So on Thanksgiving, she can prepare a few things, but she better not touch the potato salad and the macaroni and cheese.
You mean she has specific dishes that she likes to cook.
There we go. And Jalen Hurts has specific dishes that he is good at.
I think this is a good analogy. I'm not going to sit here and say
he's Josh Allen. I'm not going to say he's all these other quarterbacks. But we know who he is.
Caleb, so don't be calling him hating on my analogies either.
No, hold on.
Caleb's got good analogies. These are good.
That's all I'm saying here. All I'm saying is we know what Jalen Hurts is. When you come to his Thanksgiving table, we know we're not eating his macaroni and cheese. We know we're not eating his potato salad. So as fans, we need to just be okay and know what we got and don't put too much more on this dude. AJ, if the ball coming your way, make the most of it. You know we don't get this too much more often, man. Come on, man. Like,
Caleb, I agree. I think
I don't like Caleb.
I really it resonated with me the potato salad, macaroni and cheese, Jalen Hurts analogy. I see it.
No, but
he's not created everything. He's very good at certain things.
No, and he wins. It's an anomaly.
And they win with him. Yeah,
it's an anomaly. But it's funny because In my era, it didn't matter. You just won. You didn't care how you won. You just won. It's you don't feel the irony in all of this happening when it's happening at this time when we're trying to go back-to-back, knowing how hard it is to go back-to-back?
Well, it is hard to go back-to-back. It's disappointing to me that it's all coming out as they're 8-2, and the path to the one seed and a trip to Santa Clara is right there in front of them. And it's like, it's not that this is being manufactured. You know, we didn't come on here today and say, boy, they won, but Jalen Hurts is really inefficient. This is a real problem. Like, they're telling us, they're leaking stories that it's a problem. Someone there is, right? These are good reporters in Diana Rossini and Derek Gunn have been around a long time. They're hearing this stuff from somebody or some people for whatever reason. And Hugh, I think you hit it earlier. I think if it is about winning, if that's why they're leaking it, they want to be a dynasty and they're nervous this is going to hold them back. Otherwise, why would this stuff come out? It's crazy.
That's the thing that you have to try to understand. You know, it, like we sit here and we hear, like, we're in the business where you hear different things and you try to take everything you hear with a grain of salt, right? But after a while, you start hearing stuff. It starts to pick up, and it's just ironic that it has picked up this week. It's picked up a lot. So, you know, I guess it's the only thing I could think of. It's one of those things where they're tired of protecting him, recklessly speculating, that is. And they want it out there so that everybody else knows. Because when you look at, man, this offense should be putting up historic numbers. It should be. It should be. When you talk about, now, the AJ thing is still up for debate. Don't know what he is. I mean, I think that's, that to me, I don't know what he is. I know a lot of people have already come to that conclusion that he's a malcontent and he's not doing this, that, or the third. But the bottom line is this. I don't know what he is right now. But this offense is up and down. They're not consistent. That's the word. That's a better word. Yeah. They're not consistent.
It's interesting because Hurts is the biggest part of it, right? He's the quarterback. But I actually think of all the players that were here last year, this year, I guess 10 of the same, it's 10 of the same 11 players. Hurts doesn't look much different to me than he did last year. So Saquon has been far less effective. AJ's been far less effective. The O-line's been far less effective. Jalen kind of looks like he did last year. I mean, doesn't it really come back to Jalen is good and a product of if he has great around him, they're going to score points. But if it's not good around him, it's not going to look great. He can't elevate everyone. I mean, I don't think Jalen Hurts looks particularly worse than he did last year. They just don't run the ball like they did last year. And AJ's not as explosive. And they don't pass block as well. All right. All right, Twitter question. What stood out to you more last night, the offense or the defense? 89% on the defense. That's what stood out the most to me. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Let's grab Anthony in Norristown. Hey, Anthony.
Yo, I'm going to try to talk as humanly fast as possible. I want to reference Chuck from Mount Airy. I want to reference OG Wade. Okay. And I want to tell Hugh something that he should probably eat. And we'll get that. I liked OG Wade's opinion with Jalen. Chuck is back and forth, back and forth. Jalen's good. Jalen's bad. Jalen's bad. Does anyone remember Super Bowl 59? Saquon didn't have a lot of runs, but the score was 40-22.
Mm-hmm.
So
Jalen played really well that game. He was great. Yeah.
Yeah. So clearly he can throw the ball when necessary, but the line, yes, is a little beat up right now. We got to accept that. And then somebody brought up Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers couldn't run the ball.
I brought up Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
He couldn't run the ball. He did 1-2 second pass, 1-2 second pass, 1-2 second pass. That's why Aaron Rodgers is good. When he was good,
he was one of the best off script quarterbacks I think I've ever seen.
Aaron Rodgers had a lot of plays.
Aaron Rodgers won 4 league MVPs.
Wait a minute, and he had plays where, like, it was a couple years. He had highlights where he would just chuck it up and guys would catch it.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about?
I don't know.
We're going all over the place. DeCamera, I hope he loses Friday for his little victory walk.
Well, he already won. He won. He won his
300. Oh,
he's already a 300 game winner.
He hit 300?
Yeah, he joined the club. Yep.
I missed that. And then the AJ play, it seemed like he was walking at the end of that pass.
Yep.
He wasn't running. It's like he just gave up on it.
I agree. Anthony, my theory is because he's had hamstring issues, when he stops, he can't start back up the same way he used to. He's afraid of pulling that thing. Yeah, I feel that's my guess. All right, what do you want to tell Hugh? What is Hugh
saying?
Yeah, what
about
Hugh?
He needs to have a vanilla cupcake with chocolate frosting and bacon on it.
Mm-mm. You're out.
Yeah, dude. You got to do it.
Anthony's from Norristown.
I don't
like
to mix my sweets and then chocolate. Sweet
and salty go together.
No, you know, I like kettle corn, but not that. I don't want my bacon with my chocolate.
No, you can try it, dude. No. Try it.
Nope.
Anthony, good phone call. It's not a try day, so Hugh doesn't acknowledge. You know, he won't He won't have fun with it unless it's try day. He has to. Bacon on cupcakes or donuts is more of a thing now than it used to be.
No, in the suite last night, they had sandwiches with donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm cool on that.
I've never done that.
I'm not. No, I'm cool. I know salty and sweet. That's a great comment. No, yeah. I'm cool.
215-592-9494. All right. We'll get to your phone calls, and we got to check in with you people, what they're saying today. Plus, Hugh may have someone new to Hell Dive with. Maybe a new video game friend. We found that out last night. Midday show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.